I'm Chevy, and today let's discuss skateboarding. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed. It's Thursday. Feeling better today, which is a good thing. I actually have something to talk about, and that's skateboarding. I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and I watch a lot of YouTube personalities, and some of my favorite, most of my favorites, are all about my age and still skateboard. And I thought, that's kind of strange, but whatever. You know, I'm a grown man. I have a motorcycle and a truck, and I walk and I wear boots. And when I was a kid, I skateboarded a lot. I started skating probably when I was like 10 or 11 and tried to skateboard until I was about 17. And I was more or less just putting around town or hanging out in the driveway. I never learned how to do any tricks, including Ollie, which is like the jump maneuver that most everybody on a skateboard can do. Never learned how to do it. So for me, the skateboard was just a mode of transportation. And I've been thinking about it lately for other reasons. And I think I figured out why so many YouTubers are skateboarders. Number one, that hits that target demographic that we talked about last week. So skateboarders are in that age range that are using YouTube daily. So that's image. But the other thing is cinematography. If you go back and watch the Origins stuff that I did, and all the walking sequences, it's really bumpy. Because I'm walking with a camera, and I'm doing this. And as much as I try to hold it still, I can't. And so it looks bad. And there's a lot of different ways to fix that with rigs that are stabilized gimbal type rigs, with shoulder mount rigs, with steady cams, with just weighted poles. Or you could just ride a skateboard. It occurred to me, if I'd have just had a skateboard, I could have nice smooth shots. It makes a lot of sense, now that I think about it. But I haven't ridden a skateboard since I was a teenager. Easily, at least, I was probably 17 the last time I ever touched a skateboard. Well, my daughter has a skateboard, and I've probably attempted to ride it, but it's like Walmart brand, you know, it's got like plastic trucks. I think I would break it if I tried to actually ride it. So I'm thinking about getting a skateboard again, and I'm thinking about learning how to ride it again. Not for pleasure, but who knows? Maybe it'll turn into that. I watched a video from Sean Duras recently, like yesterday I think it was, and he had a friend who was an older guy who came over and was like, I want to learn how to skateboard. And so he put a skateboard together, and Sean Duras taught him how to ollie in like 5 minutes. I don't know how long it was in real life, but in the video it was a few seconds. And I thought, you know what, I could at least try to learn that. So maybe I'm going to get a skateboard. Okay, so now I have a problem. I need a skateboard. I need it mostly for filming, somewhat for just fun, because it's a fun thing to do, and I kind of miss doing it. And the other reason is to just be cool again. I think my kid would enjoy skating with dad. Thing is, I don't know what to get. There's longboards, which are like surfboards with wheels on them, and those are fun because they're easy to ride, they're flexible, they're forgiving, they pretty much just are for cruising around. You really don't jump them or anything like that. You're not going to take them to the skate park and grind rails with teenagers. There are the penny boards, which are super popular on YouTube right now. Every YouTuber has one. They're like this big, plastic, old retro style plastic skateboard. I think I'm too big, like literally too large for that. I might break it. There is one that's slightly bigger, 27-inch board, and that's typically what skateboarders would call a cruiser board. So it's a shorter board. It maybe doesn't have a pronounced nose and a hugely upswept tail. It's just made for cruising around. Put big, fat, soft tires on it, wheels, whatever, and cruise. The problem is I don't have a place to go do this. If I want to buy a skateboard, my options are online or Walmart. And Walmart doesn't have anything worth purchasing when it comes to skateboards, at least in my area. So I don't know what to buy. I don't know what to get. I'm not looking to go skateboarding, like to learn how to do flip kicks and stuff or go to the skate park. I'm not extremely interested in that. What I'm interested in is forgiving. So like I said, those big, fat, soft tires. And portability. Something I could take on a plane with me when I travel so that I can have it to do those dolly shots in a big, empty convention center. So I don't know. If you have any experience with skateboards, teach me. If you have one laying around you don't want, I'll pay you for it because I don't know what to buy. I would like to just have some options. So let me know in the comments if you have any experience or if you have any knowledge that you want to share with me or if you have anything laying around you want to send to me. You can get in touch with me in the comment section or find my contact information in the description. So that's the plan. I'm going to get a skateboard and I'm going to figure out how to ride it and I'm going to figure out how to use it for filmmaking. I am planning on doing a series of short movies soon, like literally just cinematography type stuff. Probably not going to put those on this channel. I haven't fully decided how I'm going to give those to the public yet, but I'll figure it out. So the skateboard would be useful for that as well. I just need to figure out what to get, and I need help. So that's it. Today's been an interesting day. Tomorrow is going to be Friday. It's Friday already. Oh, and I got a three-day weekend because it's July 4th on Monday, so I'm looking forward to that, spending some time with the kids. Oh, I get to pick my oldest up from 4-H camp. That's what's happening tomorrow. I cannot wait for that because at 4-H on Friday, they do something special, and I've never been there for that. So thanks for being here today. Thanks for hanging around. Thanks for liking, commenting, subscribing, and sharing, and I'll see you tomorrow. Today's random fact comes from timesofindia.indiatimes.com. That's a redundant URL. Why are the South Africans called Proteas? The giant or king Protea, South African's national flower, is the largest of the Protea species, which make up an important part of the Cape Floral region, a major global biodiversity hotspot in UNESCO World Heritage Site. The South African cricket team got its name from this flower with pink and yellow petals. Interesting. I probably said it wrong because I've never actually encountered somebody calling a South African Proteas. Protas? I don't know how you would say it. Somebody let me know.